Chapter 83. We went away from there and stopped at the fountain of the Virgin. But the water was not good, and there was no comfort or peace anywhere, on account of the regiment of boys and girls, and beggars that persecuted us all the time for bucksheesh. The guide wanted us to give them some money, and we did it. But when he went on to say that they were starving to death, we could not but feel that we had done a great sin in throwing obstacles in the way of such a desirable consummation, and so we tried to collect it back, but it could not be done. We entered the Garden of Gethsemane, and we visited the tomb of the Virgin, both of which we had seen before. It is not meet that I should speak of them now. A more fitting time will come. I cannot speak now of the Mount of Olives or its view of Jerusalem, the Dead Sea and the mountains of Moab, nor of the Damascus Gate or the tree that was planted by King Godfrey of Jerusalem. One ought to feel pleasantly when he talks of these things. I cannot say anything about the stone column that projects over Jehoshaphat from the temple wall like a cannon, except that the Muslims believe Mahomet will sit astride of it when he comes to judge the world. It is a pity he could not judge it from some roost of his own in Mecca, without trespassing on our holy ground. Close by is the Golden Gate, in the temple wall a gate that was an elegant piece of sculpture in the time of the temple, and is even so yet. From it, in ancient times, the Jewish high priest turned loose the scapegoat, and let him flee to the wilderness and bear away his 12-month load of the sins of the people. If they were to turn one loose now, he would not get as far as the Garden of Gethsemane, till these miserable vagabonds here would gobble him up, favorite pilgrim expression. Sins and all. They wouldn't care. Mutton chops and sin is good enough living for them. The Muslims watch the Golden Gate with a jealous eye, and an anxious one, for they have an honored tradition that when it falls, Islamism will fall, and with it the Ottoman Empire. It did not grieve me any to notice that the old gate was getting a little shaky. We are at home again. We are exhausted. The sun has roasted us, almost. We have full comfort in one reflection, however. Our experiences in Europe have taught us that in time this fatigue will be forgotten, the heat will be forgotten, the thirst, the tiresome volubility of the guide, the persecutions of the beggars, and then, all that will be left will be pleasant memories of Jerusalem, memories we shall call up with always increasing interest as the years go by, memories which someday will become all beautiful, when the last annoyance that encumbers them shall have faded out of our minds never again to return. Schoolboy days are no happier than the days of afterlife. But we look back upon them regretfully, because we have forgotten our punishments at school, and how we grieved when our marbles were lost, and our kites destroyed, because we have forgotten all the sorrows and privations of that canonized epoch, and remember only its orchard robberies, its wooden sword pageants and its fishing holy days. We are satisfied. We can wait. Our reward will come. To us, Jerusalem and today's experiences will be an enchanted memory a year hence, memory which money could not buy from us. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.